You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more from Ian in just a little bit, but first we are very happy to welcome back to the program from the Wausau Conservatory of Music, Brenton Canese. Brenton, good to see you.
Good morning, Chad. Good to see you.
Absolutely, and I think last year we talked about this event as well, the Wausau Conservatory of Music and its annual Winter Wonderland Cabaret in December. I know it's a very important event. Before we talk about this event, though, I was peeking around on your Facebook page and a little bit more, and recently we've had the opportunity to speak to a number of area performers from our high school. And I saw a posting recently, last few weeks, actually it was like less than 2 weeks ago, talking about the number of the performers at these different high school productions at Everest and at West and at East and other local performers that have studies at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. It really jumped out. I mean, it's not just a few. I mean, there are a lot of these performers that are being trained at the conservatory, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's a lot. And musical theater in Marathon County is huge, which is kind of surprising. But, you know, last week, I think 2 weeks ago, there was five high school shows in the area. Yes. That's crazy. I've never seen that many at once. But I think it shows that there's a need for the arts in the area. Mm-hmm. And what the conservatory does is it welcomes students who want to take their talent to the next level. So we have private lessons, and we had a voice teacher who just started with us last year, and her studio is full this year. Mm. She has 37 students, and she started with zero. So to go from zero to that many students is wonderful to see the amount of students who want to excel in their talents and grow. And you look at this list, and a lot of these students who study with us, whether they're in musical theater or they're in band, they're highly recognized for their talents. Mm-hmm. So if you have a child and you see the potential of them, or if you personally feel like you want to explore an instrument or maybe develop an old hobby you had, the conservatory is a perfect place for you to take a half hour out of your day and just enjoy what you love to do in life and display your talent to the community.
I know that you've been around here for a while. I've been around here for a while. In fact, many, many years ago, I get to put my toe into some performing. But every time I go now, I'm amazed by the level. It really is. And it's not just saying, oh, it's much more talented people. I think what you said is actually important, that there is a want to really maximize the talent, that they're willing to do the hard work in order to be as good as possible. And that's where the conservatories come in. And you mentioned the number of students for a new instructor being signed up. I imagine that if you look back maybe at the last decade, the numbers, I imagine, have exploded over the last number of years.
Yes. Well, the conservatory in 2026, we'll be celebrating 45 years. Now, that's a long time to be in central Wisconsin. And there's always been growth, absolutely. But within the past couple of years, voice especially has really taken flight and expanded. A piano is our number one instrument that people will take, which makes sense. But voice is a strong second. So being able to see the shift, I think what a positive side effect of what COVID did was it made people want to do more with their life, because, you know, inside all day, and then they have the opportunity to do stuff. So why not try something new? And I think with being able to explore, like I said, old hobbies once again, or maybe just try something new, we have a ukulele choir, we have a guitar choir. A lot of these are new classes, and we've seen a lot of interest with people taking that. So by being able to expand what we offer, and our children's choir that was dormant for many years, we revived it last year. We have over 50 kids in that choir. So being able to offer the community what they want and being able to show that at our Winter Wonderland Cabaret, for example, it's a great way to not only show the community what we offer, but also just display the talent in our community.
How many classes are there? I mean, what you're talking here, when you talk about ukulele, that means that seems very narrow.
It's very specific, yes.
Very specific, and you talk about general voice and piano like that. Any idea how many classes, and maybe how many different types of classes you have?
Well, we have classes for all ages. We have a music together class that is for... 3 months old, I believe, is the starting age. So, and I believe that goes to 3 years and 11 months.
I want to interview one of these three-month-olds, though.
It's, that's our most popular class. That typically sells out within the first hour we put it out, because a lot of studies have shown that when you have a young child at that age, it's the perfect time to not only learn music, but create a connection with the parent and just learn basic motor skills. And that's what music can do. So music is important at any age, but especially when you're that demographic. We also have a rhythm kids. That's a extension of that younger class, and that's from 4 to 8 year olds. Again, that's expanding those motor skills, learning more, connecting with the parent. That involves more drums and world drums and stuff like that. We have a music appreciation class that's geared more towards adults, so some music history, you're learning about a specific subject or a specific composer and just learning their impact in the world of music. We have a few violin and viola classes, string classes. And as I mentioned, we have our Harmony Hive Choir. We offer 2 sessions of that, one for younger children and preteens. And then we have our guitar choir, our ukulele choir. So a lot of different offerings that anyone could explore. And even if you're new to this instrument, we always welcome you, because that's what's great about learning as a group. You don't have to be an expert. You know, wherever you are, it's a great way to see if you like the instrument at a lower cost than signing up for private lessons, seeing if it's for you. And if it is for you, then you can switch over to a private lesson and still be able to take the class.
We will have more with Brenton Canese and talk specifically about the Winter Wonderland event coming very soon to the Wausau Conservatory of Music. We'll be back at 7:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Again, we're talking to Brenton Canese, Wausau Conservatory of Music. It's coming up on December the 5th at the Conservatory. It is their annual Winter Wonderland Cabaret, and this is something that is important in terms of being able to continue what you do at the Conservatory. This is one of those significant events, isn't it?
Yes, this is our biggest event in the year. Our fundraiser gala in March, that's our most important event because that's what helps us fund our tuition assistance and scholarship program. But this is the event, the Winter Wonderland Cabaret is the event where we really get to show the community what we offer. Mm-hmm. It's $5 admission, so it's low cost. And some people question why we're doing it the same night as the holiday parade. Sometimes there's people in certain demographics who maybe can't sit out and watch a parade for that long a time. Some people, who are not able to do that. This is just an alternative event. And what's nice about the cabaret is it's an open house style event. So you can come and go from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll have 4 rooms of entertainment from conservatory students and outside groups, including the Central Wisconsin Jerry Ensemble from the Grand Theater. And we'll have appetizers, holiday cookies, hot chocolate, coffee. It's just a great way to ring in the holiday season while being community focused, you know, seeing what's happening in the arts in the community and being able to take some time out of your day, even if it's for a half hour, you know, you get to discover so much talent. We'll have another outside group called Flute Loops. So it's 4 flute performers. And how often do you see that? So being able to attend this event, again, if you want to go out to the parade, that's great. And then you can stop by the conservatory later. So it's welcome to everybody.
And you mentioned the talent. You said $5. I mean, that is basically nothing. I mean, it really is for the amount of talent. And you said the four different rooms of entertainment, and just mentioning again, we said the conservatory students themselves, I mean, they've been on stage recently and just wowing folks throughout Central Wisconsin in these high school performances. And we've talked about the Central Wisconsin Gerry Ensemble as well. I mean, the incredible level of talent that will be involved in those four rooms. That is, I mean, it really is. It's a special amount of talent in one place.
Yeah, and there's something for everyone. It's not just going to be all singing. They'll have piano, like in our appetizer and reception room. That's going to have some piano, some guitar music. We'll feature in our concert hall, again, the Gerry Ensemble, as well as our guitar and ukulele choirs. Harmony High will be collaborating with the Central Wisconsin Gerry Singers, so that'll be nice to see those two groups perform something special. And again, it's just being able to see, even if you don't have, if you don't know anyone who attends the conservatory, it's a great way just to see what we offer. Mm-hmm. Welcome you into our building. See what it's like. It's hidden kind of right off of Grand Ave, so you think everyone know where it is, but not everybody does. So
it's not right on the road.
It's not.
It's actually backed up a little bit.
So I think it's a great way for people to see what we offer, and maybe if it's of any interest to anyone, if they say, oh, I'd like to do this, it's a great way to see what you can do and just enjoy the holiday spirit with the community.
And I guess I want to kind of underline that aspect. Again, I've talked about, you know, the kids and all this. One aspect that is important to note is that it's never too late to put your toe in the water when it comes to developing a skill within the many genres that you do teach at the conservatory, correct?
Yes, we have students from 3 months old to 93 years old, so and anywhere in between. So like I said earlier, it's never too late to explore an old hobby. If you played an instrument that you loved playing when you were younger, you still have that instrument, or you just want to get back into it, it's a great way to just dive in and see what happens. Yes, we do have recital opportunities, but if you just want to work each week with an instructor and just to learn more about the instrument and just for your own personal enjoyment, you know, I think this is the conservatory is a perfect place to explore those opportunities.
How many instructors are there right now? I mean, it seems like you have quite a few instructors, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we have 22.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it really, it's a mini university,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
And also want to just underline as well, I like the idea of the appetizers, the treats, the hot chocolate. I mean, it really is a wonderful, you say it, winter wonderland. It is truly a winter wonderland of entertainment. And also that pre-Christmas feel with some of the snacks as well.
Yes, we treat it as a community holiday party. And there's really no event like this out there that you can, anyone can gather and just enjoy food, enjoy the music, and we decorate the conservatory. We'll start that soon. So being able to deck out the conservatory with all its holiday cheer, you know, everyone is welcome. And again, it's just a great night for people to see what we offer and just maybe join in on the fun and join us next semester if you like what you see.
Is it something that you should buy tickets in advance for?
We do encourage that, because I remember last time I was here, I think you interviewed me on the Monday, and then the event was on a Friday. We already sold out, so that was an interesting interview. But we did have tickets at the door, and we will have the same this year. Just for you know, capacity, we have to make sure we cap at a certain amount of tickets. Sure. So yes, tickets are on sale. They can we do encourage them to purchase them in advance at wasaconservatory.org/wonderland.
We will have as well on our show notes, where you can get the podcast of our discussion and the program. We'll have that link for you to go to the website and order those tickets. And again, general admission tickets are $5. Children 5 and younger, those 3-month-olds that you're trying to get in through the doors, they will be admitted for free as well. Just check out the website generally, wasaconservatory.org, for information on what they provide and this event as well. So again, wasaconservatory.org/wonderland. Get those tickets early, because as Brenton said a year ago, they did sell it out, and you want to make sure you're part of it. Anything we're forgetting here before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. We're very much looking forward to the event, and we're so glad to see all these community groups come together, play for the first time, or play for the 50th time. You know, it's a great way to ring in the holiday season, and there's no better way than attending the cabaret.
Brenton Canese, Wausau Conservatory of Music. Always good to see you.
Good to see you, Chad. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and then come back with more. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Morning again. The time is 7:53. It is Tuesday, November the 25th of 2025. Countdown to Thanksgiving is down to 2 days. Yep, just 2 days away from Thanksgiving, and overcast skies here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Currently 42 degrees. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thanks again to Brenton Canese for joining us this morning from the Wausau Conservatory of Music. And again, as I mentioned at the end of our discussion, that coming up at about 9 o'clock or so, we will have our podcast up for today's episode. And you'll have a link where you can go and buy those tickets to the Winter Wonderland event coming up in just about a little more than a week's time, a week from Friday. And again, it's really amazing the amount of talent that you'll be able to see for just $5. It's a fantastic event, and it's always fun to hear from Brenton and the incredible work that they do at the conservatory in terms of the talent that is nurtured here in North Central Wisconsin. We talk so often about all the great talent, and I did see on the conservatory Facebook page a listing of the recent folks that we've actually had on this program, kids from Wausau West and Wausau East and DC Everest, parts of their fall shows. And many of those kids that were part of those fall shows are studying as well at the conservatory. So that's if you're somebody that wants to nurture your skills, and as Brenton said as well, it's from age 3 months to about 92 years. It's never too late. That's, again, something that I think we should underline.
It's never too late for a fresh start.
It's never too late to try different things.
Absolutely.
To see maybe that you have some sort of special skill that you've never nurtured. Even if you're as old as I am, I'm coming up on number 55 here in the next week or so, and it makes me little, you know, sad as I get older and older and older. But for myself and for others, if you have something that you've always wanted to try, and if it involves something in the arts like that the conservatory deals with, whether it is the ukulele or something like that, I mean, that's what we heard. That it could be very much something that is maybe not top of mind, but they will be able to aid you in some way. So check out the Wausau Conservatory. And again, listen to the podcast. You can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, and you can actually hear and see our conversation with Brenton Canese right now if you want to as well. So
that's right.
And again, we will have as part of our show notes, when you go to our website, wxco.fm, you'll see the news section. You'll see the morning report and also our daily news update as well. Just click on today's morning report. You'll be able to then get the link to the conservatory and be able to buy those tickets before they are gone. And like we heard last year, they go fast. And you want to make sure you want to be part of it coming up a week from Friday night. Hey, today is the last, 42 right now. It's going to start to get cold. It's going to get snowy. We've been talking about, when is the snow going to come?
Yeah.
The snow is coming tomorrow. I think we're going to have some accumulating snow tomorrow. And it'd
be really nice to see that.
I don't know about that, but it's gonna blow in, and actually, it's gonna be a rainy day. Actually, we had quite a bit of rain last evening. It came.
Oh yes.
I was driving home late yesterday afternoon, early evening. I stopped at the grocery store, came out, and the rain was starting, and then I could hear the rain continuing throughout the rest of the evening. And today, look for a lot of rain, especially after 11 a.m. Then tonight, it'll start rain. Then turn to snow after 5 a.m. tomorrow, and then snow during the day tomorrow, mainly before 4 p.m. Patchy blowing snow as well, and look for somewhere between 1 and 3 inches of snow tomorrow. That leads to our annual piece of advice, because the first time that it snows, it's been such a long time since we've had to deal with that kind of weather.
Yeah.
You forget that when it does get snowy and icy out there, that you can't continue to drive the same way that you did during the spring and the summer and the fall.
You have to allow that extra time. You have to make sure you test your brakes going into stop signs, which I have been working on. And I'm still working on it, but it is getting better. But driving in a snow is not the same as driving in a rain. It's more, especially when it gets super cold and it turns into ice. And then you really have to be careful because, sometimes it can just, it can lead to accidents, and then you end up just, wasting a time instead of saving time. A few extra seconds is not going to save anybody's time.
Was it last year you got yourself into a little fender bender?
Yes, I am mourning from that.
Well, I made a mistake,
and I'm trying to make up for it.
I expect you to be the safest driver out there this year. So is that going to be your goal, too?
Absolutely. You can hold me to that. I promise I will keep up that promise.
I don't want to hear about you getting into any fender benders this winter.
No fender benders, all right. No going wrong directions, and none of that.
And you folks out there, I don't want to hear about you people getting into any fender benders. So again, we will keep you up to speed on the weather as it turns wintry starting tomorrow.
Yes.
1 to 3 inches, and that'll be like the first significant snow that we've had here during this late fall, early winter.
It's going to be interesting.
We'll be back. We will have Ian and his number for the day quiz coming up. He's 1 for 1. We'll be back at 8:22 here on WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXEO. Online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, currently overcast skies and 42 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our WXEO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Expecting some rain as we get later into the day, especially after 11 o'clock. And, of course, we expect some snow coming tonight into tomorrow. So we'll have some more details on that coming up. Just want to remind you as well that tonight we have not one but two high school sports broadcasts here on 98.9 WXCO. I will be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena this evening as the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team starts off their 2025-2026 season playing host to the Lakeshore Lightning. We'll have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. That's Storm Hockey tonight live right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. That should be enough, but nope, that is not enough, because Tom Weaver will be heading to Marathon tonight as the Newman Catholic Cardinal girls basketball team will take on the Marathon Red Raiders. Tom will be at Marathon High School for all the exciting play-by-play of that Marrowwood Conference South Division opener. You can hear that game live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. Again, if you go to WXCO.FM, you'll see at the top a primary stream, a Sports 2 stream, and a Sports 3 stream. And tonight's game will be on the Sports 2 stream, live at 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. Also, if you download the Civic Media app, and if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Just open up your Civic Media app and then click on WXCO, and you'll see, again, a chance to listen on the primary stream, which is where we'll have the Storm game tonight. Sports 2 is where you'll have Newman and Marathon with Tom Weaver. And, again, so you can listen to the girls' basketball between the Fighting Cardinals and the Red Raiders on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app starting at 7 o'clock. That game will also air on a delay basis following our hockey coverage tonight on 98.9 WXCO. So, again, a doubleheader of high school sports, and be out there all winter long. Why do we do it, Ian? I keep wondering, why would we do such a thing? Why would we be out there broadcasting well over 100 high school sports games during the course of the season?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. So, again, we are very proud to be that radio station here in North Central Wisconsin. Hey, I mentioned the fact that we are expecting about 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow.
That's right.
I saw a map of this storm, and we are at the southern edge of this storm.
Okay.
As you get a bit further north, if you get towards Rhinelander, you're in an area of 3 to 6 inches of snow.
Oof.
Then if you go even further north, beyond that, there's a line of from Duluth, Superior, going through parts of northern Wisconsin into the UP of Michigan, 6 to 18 inches of snow as part of this storm.
Wow.
And then if you go even further to the north, a small area of far northern Wisconsin and the northern part of the UP of Michigan, 18 to 30 inches of snow.
That's insane.
It's normal, though, for that part. They call that lake effect snow. So as we get
as we get
1 to 3 inches tomorrow, you may think, "Oh, this is making it difficult." No, that's nothing compared to what the folks in far northern Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan will be getting. 18 to 30 inches of snow to get their winters underway. Wow, I'm just glad I don't have to shovel that out.
Oh, me
and
too.
even a snowblower. It will need a lot of juice to get through that. Not one of those small ones. So
it would probably take more than a day to shovel.
Do you have to shovel? Do you shovel when the snow comes?
My dad uses a snowblower, which he recently just got a fix. So it's good we got it fixed before the next snowfall hits. But yeah, I have to shovel. And the trick is to not to use your back.
Yes, it is.
Use your knees.
So again, you know, be moderate in your shoveling again this winter, folks. You don't want to break down the body, and even worse, like have a heart attack. So
exactly.
All right, let's do our number for the day quiz. You are 1 for 1 so far this week.
So a good start.
And it's going to involve November snowfall in Wausau.
Okay.
Your number for the day today is,
all right,
what is the most snow on a given day in November in Wausau history? So the biggest snowfall in November in Wausau history.
Okay.
I will say it came on November the 23rd of 1991. All right. So the most snow on a given November day in Wausau history.
Okay.
Okay. Your choices are 11.7 inches.
All right.
13.7 inches. 15.7 inches.
November 23rd of 1991.
11.7 inches, 13.7 inches, 15.7 inches.
Amount of snow on a given day in November in Wausau. Okay, final answer. I'm going to say 11.7 inches. A final answer, I'm going to say 11.7.
On November the 23rd of 1991 in the city of Wausau, we received 11.7 inches.
Two for two.
Oh. You already got a passing week.
I told you that added a pressure of only having four chances really helps.
Well, maybe you can use that now to get a perfect week.
Oh,
have a shorter
nice.
Week. All right. Have a good rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow. Stick around. More Pat coming up.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.